Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. You're now once again tuned into, are you a liability? Yes, it's personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, there is nothing has changed. There is no difference. But especially for the new listeners for the first time on tonight, all those that faithfully tuned into the worldwide ministry and platform already know, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God, none other than the Sunday School Superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church. Deacon Edward Blakely will be bringing forth God's word on today. So I know that you are going to want to follow along so that you can be in tune with what thus said the Lord through his man of God on tonight. We don't ever want anyone to take it lightly or for granted or to ever think for one moment that we make up things as we go. The word of God said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So that's why it's important. You have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with whoever's bringing forth God's word over this worldwide ministry and platform. Right now, begin to go into prayer. I'm asking all listeners if you would touch and agree. The Lord said, in the word of God says, but two or three are touching and agreeing and on one accord that he would be in the midst. So we know that God is not a man that he should lie. And his son, Jesus Christ, is not a man that he should repent. So we're asking all listeners if you would please pray with me at this time. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come touching and agreeing once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know without a doubt that you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you don't slumber nor sleep. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth that's in your hands, and you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter how we feel or what we hear or even what we think. Thank you that you are in total control. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Deacon Edward Blakely and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions in the name of Jesus, we pray. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful on tonight. Every saved believer in Jesus' name, we are grateful on tonight that we are saved in Jesus' name first and foremost, and then we can come through Jesus Christ and ask to be forgiven of our sins and transgressions so that we can move forward and complete our God assignment in the earth for your glory in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come touching and agreeing and lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. I want to personally thank you for touching and allowing my cousin, my first cousin, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, to come home from out of the hospital. They're still on oxygen, but he's dealing with the COVID virus. So we lift him up and know that you are still touching and healing your people. You're still setting the captives free. So we not only lift up Pastor Norman King, but we lift up all those that are suffering and dealing with the COVID virus, all those that are sick and afflicted for whatever reasons, whether it's spiritual, physical, or mental. We lift up all those that are dealing with PTSD, those that have mental depression, that are suffering from mental depression, those that are having suicidal thoughts. We cast all those demons out in the name of Jesus. And we claim healing, deliverance, because we know that you are still healing in the name of Jesus for your glory. We come now, Heavenly Father, lifting up all those people in Haiti that are dealing with the earthquake, Heavenly Father. We lift up all those people that are on the West Coast dealing with the wildfires. We lift up all the people in Afghanistan that's trying to get out of Afghanistan on tonight. We know that you are in every place at all times, so we don't have to send you anywhere because you're already there. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us, even though we don't deserve it. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray now that you will move by your Spirit through your man of God, Deacon Edward Blakely, as he delivers your word, as he's being used by you through your Holy Spirit. Should there be any listener on the line or on social media on tonight that's listening and that's not saved in Jesus' name, that has not given their lives to Jesus Christ, have not accepted him as their personal Lord and Savior, it's our hope and prayer and desire that something will be said through your word that will touch their hearts. They will be able to receive your word. And after receiving your word, Heavenly Father, they would open their own mouths and confess their sins. They also would open their own mouth and ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow and every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name, whether they're physically in your house of worship or even over social media, however your word is going forth on tomorrow. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your Spirit, touch every man and woman of God that's going to touch and deliver your word as you use them on tomorrow, that souls will be saved, that backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray and lift up all those that have faithfully tuned into this worldwide ministry and platform. Continue to bless them, even those that have tuned in for the first time on tonight. Bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Help us to decrease on tonight, so that you may increase in us, that you alone will get the glory, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, for tonight's scripture, food for thought, it comes to us saying, as believers in Christ Jesus, it's our job to pray for anyone that requests it. Once again, tonight's scripture, food for thought, as believers in Christ Jesus, it's our job to pray for anyone that requests it. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to my website where I also am asking listeners to pass the word on to your friends and family members and co-workers or whoever, your ministry, that all the shows are kept in archives. You can always go to my website and pull up any show or any program that you may have missed and want to be blessed. Go to my website, Blog Talk Radio, all lowercase, Blog Talk, B-L-O-G, blogtalkradio.com / servants with an S on the end, ambassadors with an S on the end, and vessels with an S on the end. Once again, all shows are kept in archives for future listening. You can go to my website, blogtalkradio.com / servants, ambassadors, vessels. I'm also asking all listeners, and I want you all to know that I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, once again, Deacon Edward Blakely, the Sunday School Superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd there. He will be bringing forth God's word very shortly. But in the form of announcements, I hope you have your pens and paper ready. I want you all to take down this number. God has blessed Minister Tawan Eppinger, who is also a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church, a young minister of the gospel at the Morning Star Baptist Church. He has a prayer line that goes forth every night, 7 nights a week, starting at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to stand in the gap and pray for someone, if you just want to be prayed for, or if you just want to dial in and listen to the prayers, this is the number that you need to dial. Area code 602-610-2081. Once again, Minister Tawan Eppinger's prayer line number is area code 602-610-2081. And the access code is 913-927. Once again, the access code for Minister Tawan Eppinger's prayer line is 913-927. Also, there has been a few changes to this platform. We have some new men and women of God that's going to be delivering God's word over this worldwide ministry and platform. Every first Thursday night, Deacon Marvin Cox brings forth God's word. He shares with us inspirational poems first, and then he delivers God's word. That's every first Thursday night. Every first Saturday night, Minister Tawan Eppinger, a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church, deliver God's word over this worldwide platform. We now have Bishop Rosemary Giroux from Sizedale, Louisiana, come forth every second Thursday night delivering God's word. A powerful woman of God deliver God's word every second Thursday night. Every second Saturday night, Deacon Marvin Cox come back sharing God's word. And there are sometimes I have special guests in between, but every third Saturday night, we have none other than Deacon Edward Blakely delivering God's word over this worldwide platform. He's delivering God's word on tonight. I have a special guest on Thursday, August the 26th, Sister Calloway will be doing part two regarding millennials on the 26th of this month. You want to tune in and be blessed by this awesome woman of God on the 26th of August, Thursday the 26th. And then we have Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries and located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He brings forth God's word every fourth Saturday night. So we want to continue to lift up Pastor Norman King, who has been released from the hospital. He's still on oxygen dealing with the COVID virus, but we know that God is our healer. So I pray that you have taken down these announcements about the different guests that come forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and delivering God's word over this worldwide platform. So right now we're going to go to our music break. The word of God said, the fervent prayers of the righteous, and people wonder why I play this song so much, because it's a powerful song, and it's a true song. The word of God said, the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So that's why I play this song a lot, because it's so important and vital that we pray one for another as sisters and brothers in Christ. We need to pray even for our enemies. So I'm going to play this music break song, Pray For Me. And once we conclude with this music break, We're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to none other than, again, the Sunday School Superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church, none other than Deacon Edward Blake, that will be delivering God's word on tonight. So I pray and hope that you have your Bibles, pens, and paper ready to follow along. Enjoy the music break. Okay, it's not going to let me do it on tonight, but that's all right. I tell you what we're going to do. That's not going to stop anything. The devil is a liar. What we're going to do right now is we're going to go ahead and I see I'm having a little technical difficulties right now. I'm going to ask Deacon Edward Blakely. Deacon, hold on just one second. Let's see if you're going to go. There we go. I got it. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is instead of doing the music break, we're going to go ahead and yield the mic to none other than Deacon Edward Blakely. Deacon Blakely, I now yield the mic to you.
Good morning. Good evening. Thank God. I want to just thank God for this time that we have, that He made available for us to share this word. And it's a powerful, powerful statement that John is making here because of maybe confusion that's going on in the church that he's writing to, and I believe in the church today. So we're going to start off here at the title of my word today is overcome. Faith that overcomes is faith that conquers. We're speaking of conquering. We're going to start off in 1 John chapter 4, verse 2 till 17, and then we'll go into 1 John 5, verse 4 and 5. And it reads, I'm going to read from the NLT. It's a little lighter and it's maybe a little more clear. But if you're reading from the King James, we should be able to follow right along. And here we go. In the NLT, 1 John chapter 4, verse 2. This is how we know if they are of the Spirit of God. If a person claims to be a prophet, acknowledges that Jesus Christ came in a real body, that person has the Spirit of God. But if someone claims to be a prophet and does not acknowledge the truth about Jesus, that person is not from God. Such a person has the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard is coming into the world and indeed is already here. 13, God has given us his spirit as proof that we live in him and he lives in us. Furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the whole world. 15, all who declare that Jesus Christ is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. 16, we know how much God loves us, and we put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment. but we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. We're going to chapter 5, 1 John 5, 4. For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve his victory through our faith. 5, and who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. John is speaking to a church. He's speaking to new Christians finding their way and having doubt about Jesus, because doubt is being spread about who Jesus actually is. There are those who are called Gnostics in those days, that the Jesus narrative didn't fit their life. It didn't fit what they wanted to do and how they wanted to be. So they wanted to deceive the church. They wanted to deceive the new believers about actually who Jesus is. So they told different stories about Jesus and tried to, you know, inject confusion among the new believers. And I believe today that the same thing goes on. I mean, when you look at, maybe not in so many churches, but there are churches that they tend to soften who Jesus really is. And if you really look on Facebook and all those avenues for searching out who Christ is, you have so many groups and religious leaders who are famous or powerful, who are well known. They skirt around who Jesus actually is because it doesn't fit, and by that they deceive, or they put us in doubt about who Jesus actually is. You have today people, even in politics today, who are trying to convince, you know, people that there's such thing as a truth, and then there's such thing as an alternative. You know, they're trying to deceive. And those teachings are anti-Christ. Those people are not the anti-Christ, but the message is of the spirit of the anti-Christ. The anti-Christ just simply means, in this case, the spirit of the Antichrist, it simply means that it is against Christ. Those who, they cleverly word things and make phrases, and they tend to want to draw you away from the importance of your confession, the confession of your faith in Christ. And as Christians, our faith, our confession is that Jesus Christ is Lord, that God sent him to save the world.
Amen.
And we have to understand that sometimes, even though some of us have been walking this walk for a long time, but you know something, we're not perfect. We're not perfect. Even long time people walking in faith, we're not perfect sometimes. And we keep hearing a message over and over that's not the correct message. It's not the word of God. It's not exactly, well, it doesn't exactly say that Jesus Christ is Lord. They mention Jesus Christ and talk about how good he was, but they don't actually say that Jesus Christ is Lord and God sent Jesus Christ to save the world, to save this dying world. Those are, in my estimates, they're liars, because the spirit of Antichrist is a lie. They use lies to deceive, to draw people away from their hope and from their faith. We, as Christians, we as Christians, as believers, I just want to go back to Hebrews here just for a second. Hebrews 10:23, it says, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promises. He is faithful who promises. We believe that God gave us promises. We believe that God sent his only begotten son to save a sick and dying world, a dying sick and dying people.
Yes, Lord.
And we, because of the topic of the lesson, conquering faith. There's different kinds of faith. I mean, there's different kinds of faith. But this, what we're studying here, or what we're trying to reveal here, is the conquering kind of faith, the faith that overcomes whatever comes against you.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever comes against the word, whatever comes against Christ, who we say God sent to save the world. I'm going to keep repeating that. God sent Christ to save the world. And some are saying, no, maybe he didn't come to save the world. Or maybe, you know, you hear different things. Maybe he was divine, and then he took on humanity, and he got corrupted and died, and so he wasn't all that. You know, he wasn't all that. But we, as Christians, how we overcome what comes against the word that God gave us is by faith, by this kind of conquering faith, by this kind of faith that we hold on to no matter what is popular or whatever is being shared around the world, no matter who it is. Sometimes you see famous, you know, rich and famous and huge ministries, and they're talking to keep their ministries alive. And sometimes if they have to soften on Jesus Christ, they will soften on Jesus Christ. But how we overcome that, because if we lose the spiritual connection with God, the scriptures say, this is how we know if they have the Spirit of God. If a person claiming to be a prophet acknowledges that Jesus Christ came in a real body, that person has the Spirit of God. Well, you can see some people, they look as if they have that Spirit, and sometimes they will speak as if they have their Spirit, but you'll find them altering from time to time, adjusting to whatever currently may be popular, the word that might be popular, or the word that might draw in more people. And so, in that, they're misleading. They're appearing Christ-like, but yet they're saying something slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the deception. The Antichrist will deceive the world. He will deceive. He will attempt to deceive the world, even God's elect. And this is by the way by he will. These false prophets and false teachers and false preachers are setting up that great deception by deceiving people now, by making people shaky in their faith, by making people wonder, if Jesus really is that? Am I wasting my time putting all my faith in Jesus? Well, there's evidence. There's evidence. I'm going to read it right here. Oh, I lost my place here. And God has given us his Spirit. This is 13. 1 John 4, verse 13. And God has given us his Spirit as proof
That's right.
As proof that we live in him and he in us. God has given us his spirit. God has been dealing with me about my spirit or the spirit or the Holy Spirit and how we have been sort of also diminishing the Holy Spirit. This is God's proof that he is in us and then we are in him when we profess or we claim that Jesus Christ is Lord and God sent him to save a sick and dying world. When we hold on to that profession, we overcome. Let me go to 14. And furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes. This is John speaking. He had this advantage of, you know, of being with Jesus and being a disciple of Jesus, being taught by Jesus and living and being with him every day. This is important, living every day with Jesus, living every day with the Holy Spirit, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit that God has, what did I say? That God has given us as proof. These things are sometimes intangible. Spiritual things are intangible. We can't touch them and we can't see them. But there is evidence of them. And this is what God has given us, how he's given us proof. If we are living in him, then he is living in us. And if he's living in us, then we are being perfected daily. If we are living daily with him, if we are aware that he has given us this proof. And furthermore, we have seen, well, I just read that, but that John had that I hope I don't lose anybody. John and all the disciples, they have that advantage of physically being with Jesus every day. But spiritually, God has given us proof that if we operate in the Spirit every day, we have that same advantage of being with Jesus every day. And we have that experience of growth, spiritual growth, until our spirit outgrow our physical being. Our spirit becomes more important than what is physical. What we evidence with our eyes and with our hands and with our feelings, we become more spiritual. Number 15, verse 15, and all who declare that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. 16, we know how much God loves us. Don't we know how much God loves us? If we know how much God loves us, then we can be bold. If I know how much my earthly father loves me, then I can boldly go before him. I can trust that he loves me. I can trust in that love. I can trust that that love will always be there. Maybe not my earthly father, but we as human beings, we change. But God doesn't change. He loves us. So we don't have that fear. I don't have that fear of where I'm going when I leave here or when I die. I don't have that fear. The spirit of the world can't not hold that fear over one who holds to the profession that Jesus Christ is Lord, because Jesus came and he died for us that we might live forever. And if we hold to that profession of our faith in that word, then none can shake us. None can shake us. None can separate me from the love of God. Nothing can separate me from the love of God because of my faith and my hope hope and faith comes together. They're not apart ever. If they can shake my faith, then my hope dissolves and disappears. And if they shake my hope, then my faith is weakened. Then I can't walk in the Spirit or live in the Spirit daily with that hope and that faith that what my God has said is true, that I will live with him forever and ever. And then I'll lose my eternity. I could lose my eternity, but that's not the point here. The point here is that John is actually giving us a device, not only proving ourselves, that God must be pleased with me, because the evidence is that he said he gave me his Spirit. And when I live in that Spirit, or walk in the Spirit, walk in that Spirit, then I'm guided by the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit is guiding me, then God is pleased. And if there's evidence of that in my life or in the life of a Christian, then we can know that we have not been deceived, because what he says is coming, is happening. We are never going to be perfect now, because he's making us. He's growing us. We are growing. I tell the story all the time. I'm an older man. I'm 70. I'm past 70. And I still see myself growing. I'm watching myself grow up in Christ. Now, I grew up as a child, but I'm watching myself grow up in Christ, and that's the evidence of it. And these words, and God said, I gave them my Spirit as proof. And if you're in the Spirit and the Spirit is in you, you are growing. God has all made room for you to grow. You'll never stop growing, because he's made room for you to never stop growing, because you're going to grow right into eternity with him. So he always leaves us room to grow. Grow in the Spirit. The Spirit is growing stronger and stronger and stronger. And that is the evidence that you need, that you are hearing the Word of God, or that you may be in the right church, or that you may be hearing the right voice. But he also gave us a way, a device. John giving us a device and a way to fact check. Always revert to the Word. He says here,
that's right.
This is how we know if they have the Spirit of God. If a person claims to be a prophet, acknowledges that Jesus Christ came in a real body, that person has the Spirit of God. I don't want to get away from this right now, but I'm going to go through it, then I'm going to explain something about Spirit. I'm going to try to explain something about Spirit. God, help me to make this clear. In Jesus' name, Lord, help me make this clear.
Amen.
I'm going to read it again. This is how we know. This is so key to our growth, our spiritual growth, is who is feeding us. Who is feeding us? It's so important that we know who is feeding us. What spirit is behind that man or that woman or that organization that is feeding us the Word of God? It is important to us to be able to discern which spirit are they of. And because it's sometimes with our natural ears and with our natural sight, it's sometimes undiscernible. And so we have to have spiritual discernment.
That's right.
And God says his words are spirit. So we always revert to the Word of God. I hear preachers preach. I hear my pastor preach a great sermon. even my pastor, and I trust him and I love him. And I know what spirit is on him. I know he's got the spirit of God, but still I go to the word. I go to
the
word.
That's right.
And I check, and I check. And God is telling us through John that this is what we should be about. We should be about my faith is so important, my faith in my profession, in my confession that Jesus Christ is Lord is so important, it's so key to my salvation that it's not to be left in the hands of anybody else. It's my obligation to take care, to see that I'm being fed right.
That's
I'm no longer a baby. It's my obligation to see that I'm being fed correctly. And the only way I can do that is through God's word, because he's not a liar and he will not lie. He will not. And then also what I said earlier, the evidence of my life. Am I living? Am I spiritually growing? But as far as the feeding, I have to know that I'm being fed right.
That's
it would
right.
be different when we were all little babies. Sometimes baby Christians, they don't see that, so they just take the word that comes, you know. But check, always fact check with the word of God. Whatever you hear, check it with the word of God. Go to the origin of the word. God has given us Christ. God has given his only begotten son so that we might, not that we will, so that we might be saved, that we might have eternal life, that we might share in his spirit, live in him as he lives in us, that we all these things might be possible if we can keep our profession of our faith. If we can hold on tightly, we will overcome as Jesus overcame. Jesus said, I overcame the world. I have overcome the world. Now, imagine if Christ is in me, if I profess that Jesus, if I claim that Jesus Christ is Lord and God sent him to save the world, me/me, and the whole world, then I am in Christ. And if I am in Christ and Christ has overcome the world, then I have. Not perfectly, but I am in him and I'm growing into that perfection. So I have overcome the world with him and he with
Amen.
Me. I will overcome the world. I will conquer my faith, conquer the world by my faith. By my faith in what I said, I believe.
Oh, yes.
And then in another way, be careful. Just be careful. John is saying, be careful who is feeding you. Be careful
That's right.
what spirit is talking to you. There's this. I read my Bible all the time, and I try to figure out. I've been lately, Chuck, because God's been dealing with me with spirit. Spirit, spirit, spirit. I just keep hearing everything I turn to is about the spirit. And in my reading, I only see like three spirits. The spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, and the spirit that God breathes into Adam, he breathes into man. That's the spirit that exists in our soul. And then the spirit of the world. Sometimes we think that there's all kinds of spirits all around, but there's basically only three spirits. The spirit of the world is the spirit of God, is the spirit of Satan, is the spirit of the devil. And it comes in many different forms. It comes at us in lots of different ways. So the power to discern is by checking with the word. We need to be able to spiritually discern who is talking to us. Because we know by reading the word that Satan, Satan can disguise himself as anything. Mm-hmm. Satan can also make himself look awfully a lot like Jesus Christ. So more important than looking at somebody who looks professional and looks sharp and looks successful and they're giving the word of God, look beyond that and see where the spirit is. And again, the only way we can discern that is by the word. Test the spirit by the spirit.
That's it.
Check the spirit with the spirit. And God says, I can't pull it up right now where it is, but God says in his word that these words are spirit. So if we need to fact check whoever's feeding us, if we need to fact check whatever's going on, seem to be spirits that are not, you know, lined up with the word of God, we can check. There's always a way to check. God has given us that way. And to check and see if I'm right, I can check by is my spirit growing? Am I growing spiritually in the world? Am I growing in my faith? Is my faith growing? A lot of times we ask God to help us grow our faith. This is it. This is how we help grow our faith, is by being able to discern one spirit from another. But this spirit that he's talking about here, that he says is in the world. It's in the world now. He's talking about now in that time when he was writing this. That Antichrist spirit is in the world now. It's deceiving people and attempting to deceive people, attempting to deceive the congregation. It's attempting to deceive the church, even the church. It's attempting to, in order to make a way for the true Antichrist, the true deceiver, to step in and claim to be God. Mm. If we are off course and if we are traveling down a spiritual course that is making light of the Holy Spirit and making light of Jesus Christ and making light of what God has said, the word of God has said, then it's easier for the big liar or the big deceiver to step in and deceive even God's elect. Possibly
right,
even God's elect. God hadn't shortened the time to make that impossible. So we have to be on our watch. We have to be watching and praying. We have to be on our watch at all times. And some say, well, it's so difficult. It's so difficult. I got my life to live, and I got the other things. And I got kids. I got a home. I got school. I got this. I got that. But if we're taking that spirit that God has given us as proof that he's living in us, if we take that into every situation of our life, we will see the growth. We will see the growth, the spiritual growth, and we will become more and more and more confident in what God has said. So that allows us to stand boldly on our faith. I stand boldly on my faith because I'm seeing more than I've ever seen in my life, God working in my life. I've seen my growth. I've watched my growth, and I know I can never let up. I can never, because the spirit that's against God, the Antichrist, the spirit of the Antichrist. Antichrist, again, is simply against Christ. That's simply what it means. Anything, anyone, any person, any job, any situation that is against Christ is Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
But all that Antichrist that John is saying is in the world now, when he's writing this letter, is all making a way for the Antichrist to come and then spread the big lie or spread the great deceit. I don't, when I say when I say the Antichrist, tries to imitate Jesus. If we look back and before Jesus came, there was one out there, John, in the wilderness talking about Jesus, paving the way for Jesus to come and be heard and be believed. Are you with me? And so is he, the Antichrist. There are those spirits that he sent into the world to pave the way for him to come in and to be believed. If we're not checking who's feeding us, what spirit is behind the one who is feeding us, if we're not checking, we can be deceived. We can be taken ever so slightly off course till when we get to the destination. We're so far away when we get to where we believe is the destination. We'll be so far away from our destination, we won't be able to see it. And then the liar can come and lie. And he can say it was all a sham. But I say, you know, if I know it's not true, but what I'm saying, if this is all a sham, if Jesus is a sham, then I'd rather invest in Christ, invest in the Word of God, so that when that day comes, if I need it, I have it. Because I don't want that day to come and I need it and don't have it. I don't have Christ. I don't have the Spirit of God living in me. I don't want to get to that day and show up standing before God saying, I believe in Jesus. And God said, who are you? I don't know you. I don't know you. Because he's not living in me. Because somebody took me off course a long time ago. And I didn't realize it because I wasn't checking to see who was feeding me. And it's my responsibility. God says it's my responsibility to discern the spirit that's behind whoever is feeding you. Who's talking to your spirit? What spirit is talking to your spirit? As God has shown me, that I'm a soul. I'm a living soul with a spirit. And God communicates by his Holy Spirit with my spirit. Spirits don't speak to flesh. Spirits don't speak to inanimate objects. But spirits speak to spirit. And if it's not God's spirit speaking to me, then there is no other spirit other than the spirit of the world, which is the spirit of the Antichrist. Jesus said himself, if the truth is not in you, well, he was speaking to the Pharisees, you know, who were the religious leaders of that time. He said, I am the truth, and if the truth is not in you, then you will do the work of your father, the devil. He didn't say you might. He said you will. And if the Spirit of God is not living in me, if Christ is not living in me, if the Father is not living in me, then what other spirit would be influencing me other than the spirit of the world? Because my own spirit can't make judgments. My own spirit can only be led by the Holy Spirit or by the spirit of the world. And if my spirit is being led by the spirit of the world, it's being carried away from Christ. That's why he's against or anti-Christ. He's out to drag us all away from Christ. Or those who are not in Christ, he's trying to prevent them from coming to Christ.
That's right.
It's a war. And it's a battle for our minds, our thinking. But how we keep ourselves on course is by fact-checking. I hate to use that word because that's become a political football thing, you know. But fact-checking, checking the facts, checking the truth. Let me put it this way, truth-checking. checking the truth. God is not a liar.
That's right.
And every word that proceeded from his mouth is the truth. And we are to believe every word, and any word that comes against that is a lie.
That's right.
Any word that comes against the word of God is a lie. It's not a mistake. It's not a, you know, this or whatever, we want to soften it up. It's a lie. God said it's a lie. If it comes against Christ, then it's a lie. If it comes against the Father, it's a lie. If it comes against the Holy Spirit that directs you and me, because we are in Christ and Christ is in us, and the Father is in us and the Son is in us, then the Holy Spirit is in us, and we are being directed by the Holy Spirit. And if it comes against the Holy Spirit, then it is Antichrist. But we can only prove that by checking the truth, by fact-checking the truth, by going over whatever word we heard, prove it. We can prove it by God's word. Or we can match it against God's word. God's word is forever. It never changes. It always stays the same. But a false prophet may be right 99 times and wrong once. And because he's got the wrong spirit on him or her, they can be right, like I said, 90 times and be wrong 10 times. But if we see somebody who's right 90% of the time, our minds may, if we don't really check the words, what's being said to us against the word of God, then I might likely say, you know, he's right most of the time. I'll just go with him. You know, instead of checking the word and saying, no, I can't go with him. I got to check and make sure that this, that I'm being fed right. I want to be fed right. I don't know about, I want to be fed the truth.
Amen.
Because if you fed lies and lies for a long period of time, it will take you off course without you even knowing it.
That's right.
And before we know it, we'll be standing before the judge trying to explain why I'm so far away from you. Why is it you don't know me? When I go to church every Sunday, when I do this and I do, and I keep the law, I keep the rules, and yet I'm so far off course, how did I get like this? I think that's, well, you know, some people say like they fell off the wagon or they gone astray. That's what that is, that they once believed, but they've got drawn away. And it's with most people, it's a really gradual thing. They just get drawn away a little and a little and a little more and a little more and a little more until they're so far, of course, can't recognize them as Christians, as believers, because they still say out of their mouth that they believe, but their actions match it not. It matches it not at all. I have friends like that who were saved even before I was. Years ago, they were saved. They were saved as, you know, young, very young people. I got saved in my 50s, my upper 50s. And they were saved like when we were young, you know, young men and young women, maybe even kids, they got saved. But they, when I talk to them today, they're so far away from that. What makes me understand that, why God said, well, I don't know who you are. I mean, of course God knows who you are. He knows everything. But he don't know you as part of him. He don't know you as one of his. We can get just that far away by not watching who's feeding us or what spirit is talking to our spirit that's influencing our actions and influencing our life. God is love,
amen.
And if we are in love, then love is in us, and we can't help but express it to God's people, well, to all of God's creation. We can't help but express that love. And if that's not happening, I don't know how God can be living in me, and I'm not expressing love.
I know that's right.
Brother Brown was just saying in a prayer a little earlier about how important it is to pray for each other. When we love people, we pray for them. We don't pray about them or pray about their condition. We just pray for them.
Amen.
Sometimes some of my friends I haven't seen in years. I don't know how they're doing and how they. I just pray for them. I don't know what to ask God for. I just ask God to pay attention to them, see about them, pray for them. And I love to have people pray for me. Even when if I don't see a need, pray for me anyway. That's that thing that comes out of the love that lives in you and the love you live in. That I've been saying that word living a lot because I kind of like, I don't know if this is wrong or not, but don't try to follow me on this. I'm just saying walking. We use the phrase walking in faith or walking in love or walking in the spirit. I just try to get rid of that word walking and living. Got to be living in it. If we're living in it, then it goes with us everywhere we go. It goes with us. It goes with me when I'm sitting watching TV. It goes to work with me. It goes to play with me. It goes to my friends with me. It goes everywhere I go because I'm living it. God said we should be living proof. We should be living the things that he says. We should be doers of the word.
Amen. Deacon Blakely, I don't mean to cut you off. I know but I would like for you to do, if you don't mind, if you can do like a part two of this message, the same message, but do part two on the next
There's
a lot left that you weren't able to get on tonight. So I'm asking if you would get ready to do part two on the next third Saturday night of next month, so you can do part two so the listeners can be ready to receive part
I will
two
do that.
Of this message.
This is such a great message.
Yes, it is. Powerful message, a needed word for such a time as this. Well, I just want to say to Deacon Edward Blakely on tonight, I thank you for coming forth and delivering God's word that God has given to you to deliver to his people, because he knew who was going to be listening and he knows what we all stand in need of. So I want you to continue to stay encouraged in the Lord, continue to be a doer of God's word and not just a hearer only. So I have received this word on tonight, and I know that the listeners have received it as well. But we know that the time is short, but so that's why I'm asking you to do part two on next Thursday, the third Saturday night in September, so the listeners can mark their calendars so they can come back and they can receive part two of this message for tonight. So on that note, we're going to get ready to close out for tonight. Once again, I thank you, Deacon Edward Blakely, for being faithful to God and delivering his word on this worldwide platform on tonight. We're so far behind on time right now. I'm not even going to close out in prayer. But all I'm going to say is remember that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. We are to encourage one another in God's word. And I'm going to read the spiritual food for thought on tonight before we close out that I gave to the listeners on the opening of this program on tonight, which said to us on tonight, the spiritual food for thought, as believers in Christ Jesus, it's our job to pray for anyone that requests it. So if you have someone to come up to you and request prayer, they may not give you the details of what the prayer should be about, but God knows, the Holy Spirit knows. So if they ask you to pray for them, just pray and step back and watch God work. Let God get the glory. So on that note, I'm closing out. Know that God loves you. Know that I love you. Also, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Amen.